Dougie. Waking up, make me 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 Dougie. I wake it up.
I am Dougie Almeida, and I'm here in the studios with Mr. Peter Leonard.
I'm just partying down, man. I can't stop. I love that song, man. You know that?
And, of course, Elgin David.
Yes, we're all here together again, and we're having fun.
That's right. We're also on Facebook Live on the Dougie Almeida page on Facebook. Hurry up and get in while you can. I only have like a couple hundred friend spots left.
That's only it. A couple hundred?
Yeah.
Really?
What is the max on this Facebook?
I think it's 5,000.
5,000.
Well, I'm getting dangerously close on one of them.
Yeah. Well, it's I'm at. You know, I imagine at some point it's gonna, you know. And I was thinking about it, I'm like, I have like you know a lot of comics, you know, from around the country, you know, all over, which is good because sometimes if you're gonna go to a town, you say, hey, I'm going to Wisconsin. Is there any shows? Like, yeah, man. You know, next thing you know, and it's.
That's kind of fun.
But once you get to 5,000, then you know when you get new ones, you got to like.
You have to have some kind of show, like a fan page show or so, a fan.
Well, I got a
fan
page.
A fan page.
I got a fan page on Facebook at the Always Dangerous Dougie Almeida.
Well, I think you can have more than 5,000.
Yeah, that's unlimited.
Page,
I think.
Okay, so why worry about it then?
Well, eventually, that's what I'm gonna do.
Just get used to posting on that shit. Get rid of your personal one.
Well, that's the thing. I would love to.
Let's keep a personal one for your friends.
Well, that's the thing. I would love to just change mine into just me. Right. Like from the minute I come home.
Just go just me.
Yeah, just me. Well, somebody has that. A comic in Las Vegas, Just Alex.
Oh, really?
It's Just Alex. Huh. It's his name.
You could do Almeida and, well, I said, and you capitalize know, the M-E.
Well, you know, we said yesterday that's my new agent, Almeida. That's my agent that books my gigs now.
That's funny. That's like the joke I wrote years ago about you. The comedy duo
who says
of
that?
Doug
who's
and
make,
Almeida. The comedy duo of Doug and
Almeida. Is that your
Almeida.
Phone making all those noises?
I don't know.
I mean, you got it set up there.
I thought it was your. I thought it
Peter
was,
thinks he's in the front seat of his new car.
I thought it was heartburn.
Right?
He is.
Turn left at the light.
Yeah, recalculating.
Yeah. What the fuck? I thought I turned the volume. I mean, the volume is off.
What is going on with that thing?
It's crazy.
yeah, so.
Pregnant.
This is the opening of the show where we talk about things, and, you know, usually Peter's been in accidents.
Yeah.
The Elgin's on MTV.
Yep.
You know. Whatever. Just stupid shit like
just
that.
Just the normal stuff.
But I'm just, I'm really, again, you talk about Facebook and stuff. I'm really, I'm tired of looking at Facebook. And I also get the impression there's a lot of people that have become tired of being on Facebook.
They say it's, listen to this. Yesterday, this came out that they said that Facebook is as addictive as cigarettes.
Really?
Yes.
Well, yeah, people do it like 10, 15, maybe 50, 30 times a day.
It's right. It's
100
crazy,
times
man.
A day. Just check their phone. Check their
people,
Facebook.
People, it's insanity. And I'm thinking of taking it off my phone entirely and just, your dog's the same way. he's hating Facebook, man, because, you know.
He hates it, especially if I'm on it. He'll sit there and just groan.
But people are getting addicted to this shit, and they're having it's a big problem at work. You know, there's always been a thing. In offices where
no social media
time stealing they call that time stealing
really?
Right. When you sit and you do your social media do all your bullshit and listen it's just the same as if a guy goes downstairs twice an hour to smoke a cigarette
right
that's 20 minutes man that's
right.
10 minutes each cigarette that's 20 minutes of an hour times
you're right
7-8 hours guess what you owe that company fucking an hour and a half
so
man.
Cigarette
and
smokers
each little minute looking at your phone is like it adds up over the day
yeah
it's the same thing as taking a fucking
well like break. I when I'm at my office I'm my own boss
right
so but I what I like to do is when it's lunchtime
you haven't let yourself
basically
go yet?
From 12 o'clock to 1
I would have fired you years ago
basically from 12 o'clock to 1
yeah
that's when I go on I catch
right.
up on stuff and
right.
you know and after 1 I go back to my job and
right
you know
I have the mistake, and I went back to Metro three times already. I get a ping on my phone when I get a notification on Facebook. I can't fucking get rid of it. I can't.
You adjust the phone, like your sounds on your phone? Instead of a ping, you can get like a harp.
I don't want anything that's going to draw me to it during the day when I'm supposed to be doing something else, and I see that.
So turn off your notifications.
Turn off the notifications.
I can't. These morons. You can do it.
You got a mount for the desk, but you don't know how to turn off your notifications.
Listen, this came to the radio station in a box marked for somebody who got fired yesterday. So
it's my swag.
That's what the story is. Okay, what do you want to find out here?
Yeah, your Facebook.
My Facebook?
I'll turn your notifications off.
All right.
Yeah, jeez. Yeah.
Look, Nadim Awad likes a video I'm tagged in. That was your boy who came to the your birthday party. The guy I thought was ticking. I heard something ticking.
Yeah, I tag now. He's my opening act. I send him through TSA before I go through.
He's
funny. That's
dude.
Great. This way you can carry.
Yeah. You know exactly.
Yeah.
And I didn't, by the way. I was contemplating that since I checked the bag on my last trip.
Yeah.
And I was thinking about, and I'm like, you know what? It's just not worth it. Because everywhere you go, there's somebody who you know what I mean?
Yeah. Right. That's true. I mean,
and if you're going to be gone for a week or two, it's not like you can, it's not like you're not going to, like, you're not going
to
run.
Not like you can just go to the ER. You know, you can't tell them you're having severe withdrawals.
But, you know, I mean, you don't run out. Uh-huh. You know, I mean, the worst thing is being somewhere and you still have like a lot left. Yeah. You're like, ugh.
I haven't taken a vacation in 11 years because I just, you know, since 2000 and, what was it? You know, 9/11, 9/11. I just, you know, it's terrible.
So, I'm tired. Again, the reason I'm tired of Facebook is because now, you know, every time something happens, you know, you got to see people that are like, not only making fun of, you know, the boy Trump. I mean, he came out and said some stuff to the Russian guys.
Mm-hmm.
That a lot of people are like, he should be impeached. He should be, impeachment please. Word comes out so often that.
Too much already.
It's, you know, I'm like.
They couldn't impeach Clinton and he was impeached.
Right.
He wouldn't leave office. They impeached him and he stayed and they.
Well, we got both
and
sides
he got
now.
More blowjobs
we got both sides now, which is interesting because now
can't do it, right?
Now the Democrats, you know, the guy who was killed, the member of the DNC, that kid, that guy who was a member of it. They say that he actually released the WikiLeaks information.
Really?
And then it wasn't the Russians. It wasn't blah blah blah. This whole thing.
No kidding.
Family supposedly denies it, but an investigator for the family was the one who's divulged this information.
Now
found out this information.
Now, with all this stuff about fake news and all that, how do we know that that's even true?
Do you think that's affected the news situation? Do you think at this point that it doesn't matter anymore if we get news anymore? Because it's almost like, so I don't believe it. You can say what you want. I don't believe it.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, it's mostly just like different channels telling the same story differently over and over again. And you ever see the compilation videos where they show all the sportscasters or people telling the news reporters telling the exact same story, like word for word.
Right.
Across like 40, 50 different networks.
Mm-hmm.
Because they all read the same shit.
Yeah. The same lines.
Yeah.
That's like that movie about all the comedians telling the same joke. What was that? That was the greatest movie with like everybody, Gilbert, and you know,
The Aristocrats.
The Aristocrats. That was funny.
Yeah.
So listen, you just came back from a 2-week trip. What was it like being gone for like two straight? It
sucks, kind of.
Like,
you can't wait to get home, and then I was telling yesterday on the show, I got acclimated. I had to get acclimated again.
Uh-huh.
I had to get the last week I was at it was a condo built on the side of the club.
Right.
So it's really resourceful. You just walk down the hall and you're in the club.
Uh-huh.
You know, and after the show, you go back and chill out in your living room.
Right.
Instead of sitting out there in the back of the room.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
did you want to be, would you rather have been like maybe just a block away, a little further away?
No, or, I don't mind being that fucking close.
Really?
But I just wish there was windows in the place. There was no windows. So when you wake up in the morning, you know, you're in a dungeon.
That's weird.
Yeah. We talked about that yesterday. So, but you know, being back, you know, last week, Tavolino's, four people. You're the host.
Yes,
they
was.
Had a good show.
Yeah, we had fun.
And, you know, maybe you know, it's funny because, you know, Ed's very expressive. He's going to say, he's like, if they're going to can the comedy thing, you know, if it does, it does. Yeah, I posted the other day, by the way.
Don't say that.
No. No.
Javelinos is awesome.
No, it's this.
It would suck if they canned.
Great show tomorrow night, by the way. John McClellan will be your headliner.
Is he funny?
Chris Topher, Chris Rowe is going to be the feature.
Nice.
No, so, come out to Tavolino's if you're in South Florida. We appreciate it so that the doors don't get shut.
You're the host?
Yeah, I'm hosting. So we're going to, we've just booked Angel Salazar.
I love him.
Eric Myers is coming. A lot of good shows coming up. So mm-hmm. be sure you support live comedy wherever the hell you are. And if the show sucks, get mad at that show. Don't get mad at all the other local shows because they don't all suck. Right?
Yeah.
But I'm just here, anyway, to end this shit about opening the show with this Trump thing and everything. I overhear this thing that if anybody supported this guy, you're an idiot, you're this and that. Now, people are just basically saying that. And
they could say that. Why not have an opinion?
Well, that's why I'm just tired. The thing I'm tired about on Facebook is I'm just tired of everybody expressing themselves. I've heard enough.
Yeah.
Right?
Just saying keep it to yourself.
And even me, I don't even want to express. Like, I'm at the point where I've had enough of my, in other words, I'm done. Like, in the last year or two, I think with this social media has been so... We utilize, like you said, it's an addiction.
It truly is.
Right? That
people use it as a form of communication now. Instead of calling someone, they can just send them a message on Facebook.
Right, and that's what
I hate. It's easier to keep in touch with everybody and also keep tabs on what everyone's doing.
They wait till you have children, and 10 years from now, 15 years, they don't even talk to you. Where they won't know how to talk to you. We're going to revert to, non-communicable verbal communication, period. Because listen, go out to dinner.
My children are going
to
speak.
They're not going to have to speak. They won't speak. They're going to grunt.
They'll probably ping.
They'll make sounds like ping.
You bring up your fucking phone when you don't want to turn off your fucking notifications.
Right.
I think you're right. There's no way to not be in contact. You're always in contact.
Yeah.
You know, in the old days, you had a beeper. You got the beep. You could say when you got it. They just know the beep, but... Even like we talked about before, when you're on Facebook or you're there, people know you're there.
And there's tracking. Listen, if you cared about your daughter, and I'm sure your wife knows that she can track her on her phone.
I talked about this on my iPhone. We had the friend thing. While my wife and I had it. It was interesting when we got it. I'm like, now, you can connect with you and I. So if you ever, I don't know where you're at, I can't, I can just go on there and say, she's over at the male strip club.
Right, and she knows where your girlfriend lives now, right?
Yeah,
right
and then now, you got to make sure, you shut it off or put it in a lead box when you're in areas you don't want to be found.
Right. Listen, we're doing this stuff with the radio station right now, man. You got to hear the technology. I've got a car dealer in Palm Beach County that it's called geofencing, and there's 8 car dealerships that they target, and there's also you can geofence, they want high, rich people. So they've got the Polo Club in Wellington.
Would you get to the point where the fuck geofence is? You're talking about clients and everything. What is it?
What they do is if you walk in to car dealer A.
Right.
Car dealer B knows within 5 minutes your name, your IP address, your credit score, and where you live. They can send you a message to your phone that says, we understand you're looking for a car. We've got an appointment for you in 30 minutes.
Who's this for? The dealers put this together?
It's sold to the dealerships through a third party.
Now, how do they find? Just from your smartphone?
Yes. From your phone. Just like when you walk into some store and says, it looks like you're at Fresh Market. Okay, check in.
But they can't
get
your credit score.
Oh, they sure can.
No, they can't right off the phone.
Let me finish. They use 30 different, when you opt into things, when you sign up for MasterCard, you sign up for AAA, you sign up for something else, these guys all pay to have that information.
For the share of information.
Correct.
People share personal information.
Right.
But you can't share a credit score.
No, it's a soft score within 20 points. Absolutely. Fact.
It's an assumptive score.
It's called a soft score. And car dealers use a soft score. It's based on 20 points either way of your
credit score.
Well, that's
good, because basically if somebody's a fucking schlep coming in with a 520.
Right. But you also know if they're walking into a Jaguar dealership.
Right. This says it right here.
They have a pretty good what?
Geofencing. It says the use of GPS or RFID technology to create a virtual geographic boundary, enabling software to trigger a response when a mobile device enters or leaves a particular area.
Now,
so when these rich people walk into wherever with their cell phone,
boom. Yeah, but does it have all the information
for them? Right. And now, here's something interesting, too. There's something called geo-blocking, where they can block their business from somebody else doing that to them. They could put this invisible shield around their fucking thing so no one can steal their clients.
Invisible shield like Wonder Woman's plane.
Yeah, it's I got to tell you something. It is so far advanced. It's amazing, man.
Yeah, it says it right here. Yeah, geo-blocking is a form of technological
protection.
Take the center square. I will take Charlie Weaver to block.
So, the idea is that there's no way to get away.
Right.
Every moment
Big
in time.
Big Brother is watching.
Right. So we already have the chip.
Everybody's on the grid.
Yeah. Right. It's amazing, man. You know, and then you add that to the fucking cameras that you don't see.
So
in
not
the
only not only
else.
Not only when you do it like you do internet searches.
Yeah.
Just by walking around and being in different places, that registers as
I shower with my clothes on now.
You ever go on your GPS and you know you don't have these things saved in there, but I start driving and it'll show me. Like, if I go to somewhere consistent, that how long it's going to take to get there.
Really?
It already know that that's where I'm going or that's where I want to go based on my habits.
That would be real embarrassing if you're in the car with the wife and, you know, you're only 5 minutes away from Lady Magic Fingers Happy Ending Salon. I don't know how that got in there.
Right.
You know, sometimes you got to be prepared. Like I said, in this Apple this Finder, Friend Finder on Apple,
right?
You know, you got to remember. Yeah, I mean, and again, that's the thing. You know, but
whoever saw that must have thought I fucking had some kind of a like, fit. Well, what up? So go ahead.
I don't know. I only got 2 minutes left to try to tell a story, but no,
2 minutes. What, you got a little strict fucking thing?
Yeah, I do.
Skip
actually.
The break.
I'm trying to take a leak. I'm trying to stay regimented.
Oh, okay. I'm
trying to maintain a regiment.
Oh, please.
Right.
Okay.
Don't want just to be a sloppy podcast
on this fucking show.
I don't know. So everywhere you go,
yeah,
that's it. You're on there, and you can't
correct.
You know. So that's why I think
you carry a gun.
Of course. I'm not stupid, but I'm going to be laying off the social media, the Facebook. I'm just letting people know that I'm not interested anymore with anybody has to say or share.
Okay,
right. I'm almost like
can I unfriend you?
I feel like if you wish,
then we can all talk about you.
Yeah, perfect. Well, great. It's like I know there's a difference now. You know, I'm saying? I don't know if you don't feel like enough with the sharing. Like I've I'm done sharing. Like,
no, I feel like people share just things that don't need to be shared. Like just woke up and found my extra sock. Yeah. Who cares?
It's gotten to a point where I've this chick I know, and I don't need to see video of you everywhere you go. Because everywhere it's the same night. You're seeing some band. You're at some bar. Here's your dinner. I don't want to see what you're eating. I don't care what you're eating.
Is it to me? It's like
pictures
I'm. If I just happen to see somebody, you guys are here in the studio. I go to a show, open mic. I talk to people. That's when I'm into sharing.
Yeah.
You know, because then when you do see these people out, you heard everything they had to fucking say over the last few days.
You know, my dog.
And I go up and like, you know, I want to go talk to you now. I want to actually have a conversation. I know everything you did. What are you going to tell me what you did yesterday? I saw it.
And if I see one more fucking, one more dog go over a rainbow bridge, don't these people know there's no such thing? The dog is dead.
With that being said,
the dog is dead. Let's take it to the, and when you take it to the vet, by the way, those ashes are from the cigarettes out back where the girls are smoking. And they take your dog, they give you a box of ashes. Those aren't, this says Marlboro on the side of one. It's bullshit.
I will say this.
It's true.
On Facebook, a positive video. It looked like it was in some Middle Eastern country, India, I don't know, where a guy had punched his wife. They showed a picture of her with all black and blue and a big...
Just once?
Yeah, one big black eye.
Oh, that's not...
And, you know, stitches in her ear, and, you know, and then they said the aftermath, the in-laws came and found the guy, and they're all in the middle of the street whipping this guy with long pole sticks.
Oh yeah. I saw that video.
Yeah.
That's great.
He got his ass beat.
He got whooped.
That was like a Sonny Corleone beatdown after Connie took it.
Yeah.
Fuck that right hand from Carlo. That's the last don't ever touch. Now if you watch that
he
scene.
He fucking beat him with the trash can.
And if you see that scene, now he improvised the top of the trash can.
Yeah.
They improvised that part of it. But if you watch the end of that scene and Sonny finishes kicking him and everything else and he's lying in with the hydrant going, he is so fucking out of breath, James Caan. He almost can't get that line out. If you ever touch my sister again, He couldn't get the last two words. I'll kill you. You watch it. It's hysterical because he was he went to town on him. That was
he what took, he found out his
No, I love that scene.
When Carlos slapped Connie around.
Right.
And, you know.
Did you ever touch my sister again?
Yep, that's why. Yeah. That's why the second time. This,
yeah,
yeah.
He set him up for the toll booth. He
knew
booth,
he. Yep.
No, he was just out of change. They shot him because he was out of change. He was out of change. No sun pass. And see, Sonny would be alive if there was sun pass. Yeah. Sonny Corleone would be alive today if there was sun pass.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. It wouldn't have to stop. Well, there's still people that fucking try. You know, that drive through the sun pass lane or the easy toll lane, which. You know, I tell a joke with that, and it's always tough because every area has a different.
Mm-hmm.
Some places don't have tolls.
Right.
There's some states that don't have tolls in them.
Right.
And there's others, like in Kansas, there's K-PAC.
Mm.
K-PAC?
Yeah.
Sounds like something you take when you got sniffles.
Right.
Diarrhea.
Yeah. One of the two. Yeah.
What is that, K-PAC?
I don't know. That's like their sun
Kansas
pass.
Kansas PAC. Yeah, Kansas.
Pass. K-PAC.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
K-PAC.
Well, they have the Peach Pass in Georgia, right?
Yeah.
And they have Easy Pass in New York.
New York.
It's a and different
Orlando,
pass.
By the way, Orlando's
go.
Got an Easy Pass also.
Yeah?
It's different from Sun Pass.
That was
pass
the original
here.
One. Orlando really had the original Florida one
those
that they turned into Sun Pass.
People, everywhere you turn, you've got to pay a toll in that fucking town. I can't stand it. I can't, swear to God, man. I would go from, when I worked for HTQ, I'd go from the hotel.
There's tolls
to
everywhere.
You go... You'd get on two different roads, and you're paying like three tolls or some shit
right.
to get on.
$1.50.
It's ridiculous. They rob you blind up there, man.
Well, this is the Wake Up Late with Dougie show, where we're robbing you blind right now for entertainment. Peter Leonard's here.
Well.
Elgin David.
Yep.
And we're going to come back with our segment two with the things you need to know.
Get a pen and paper.
That's right.
It's going to be big.
Be right back.
Hey, what's up? It's Elgin David, and you're listening to the Wake Up Late with Dougie show right here on, what are you, on a computer, laptop, iPhone? I don't know. Keep listening.
Yeah, welcome back to the Wake Up Late with Dougie show.
Don't cry.
Oh, let's go to the chorus with this one. How do you do that? How do you do that to the audience?
Something's changing inside you, and don't you know? Don't you cry tonight. I still love you, baby. Don't you cry tonight. Don't you
yeah, man.
There you go.
Wow.
SEC just sucked, called.
Man.
Everybody on Facebook Live got to hear us.
That was funny, though.
Sing great, the man. Don't Cry by Guns N' Roses. Get it on iTunes. That's where I play it from. Purchased music.
See, now he sings Get French Fries.
Yeah.
Don't
get fries tonight.
Wow. Get some fries tonight because I'm hungry, baby.
Dog,
get some fries.
I think he's like, I don't know, he's like going crazy over here, running around, rolling around the couch, growling at nothing.
You know, it's funny, when I was away, the dog really gets upset when I'm gone for 2 weeks.
Mm.
And you know, it's like he won't leave my, you know, everywhere I go.
How
I
many mean, letters I, did you get from him?
Yeah. Bunch of paw prints.
Yeah.
By the way, welcome back to the show. This is segment two, where we talk about things you need to know.
Mm.
And you know, sometimes you need to know. Like, here's what we need to know. Donald Trump isn't getting impeached.
No.
Sorry for all you snowflakes out there looking for every excuse in the world.
Stupid.
You know what? The president used discretion. He said, you know what? He shared information and intel because he seems to think that the Russians and United States together can do something about terrorism. You know, I don't. You know, I've said this 100 times on the show. The only way that you're probably going to get peace in the Middle East is if the United States, Russia, and China basically all come together and say, "Look, motherfuckers.
Yeah.
You know, we're, no one's playing ball with you anymore.
Right. We own this shit.
Right. This, you know, mm-hmm. that's the way it needs to be.
That's true.
And
China
hopefully,
too, huh?
Yeah. China.
They got they're a big power, man.
Yeah, they got a couple aircraft carriers now.
A lot of people, man.
You know, from the original town I moved from New York in South Florida, a town called Margate. We also call it Margate. Mm. Margate is such a shitty town that every time you get mail there, it still says Pompano Beach as the city.
Yeah.
Margate man on trial for girlfriend's choking death.
Oh, wow.
And wants to show his penis. Yeah. In court. Now,
what?
You know, guys were customers at my friend's.
Yeah, the porn shop.
So he choked
the
her.
I thought you meant the porn, the porn place.
Restaurant. No, they know that, man.
Yeah. Yeah. So this guy, here's the story.
This is a great story. But
the guy is in his 60s.
Okay.
And his girlfriend that died, she choked to death on his dick.
Oh, whoa.
That's what he's claiming.
That's what he's claiming. Like, you know, yeah. I mean, I guess. When you know, it was probably hard for her to say that, you know, it's hard to say your safe word. Now I'm assuming this guy's got a big schlong.
That's why they want to show it in court.
Right.
But I hear,
I mean, if the guy pulls out like a little fucking twizzle stick, it's going to be like, yeah. How the hell could she have choked on that?
Well, my joke was it won't stand up in court.
Margate man, yeah.
No, because they're insisting that they show it erect and not flaccid. And the judge, who's a female, is having a little problem with this.
Yeah.
Really?
Read the story. That's great.
Bailiff? Go tickle the...
Yeah. Need a fluffer. Bring in the fluffer.
Yeah.
They bring in some guy named Bruce, who's been in county jail for 2 years. Bruce, bring in Bruce. I'll fluff him.
We need some lubricant. Do we have an applicator? Yeah, Bob. Richard Patterson, 65, of Margate, is charged with second-degree murder in the choking death of his girlfriend, Francisca Martinez, 60, in 2015.
Spanish, fucked up the name, right?
Martinez.
There you go.
Martinez.
Can I get through a fucking story without you interrupting and shutting the fuck up? Thank you. Jury selection in his murder trial began on Monday.
Hmm.
Patterson's attorney claims his client accidentally choked Martinez while performing oral sex. To prove it, attorney Ken Padowitz wants a Broward County judge to allow Patterson to show his penis to the jury.
Oh, one by one or all together?
Yeah. Individually. Individually, they enter a glory hole with a booth with a glory hole.
Yeah. Stunt cock. They bring a stunt cock in.
Now, can you imagine you got to go through the jury duty, and then you get on this case?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But, you know, I mean, at least it makes it somewhat entertaining.
Well, if you're a virgin.
Right? Mm-hmm. So, I mean, you know, that's the idea. The guy's so fucking huge that she had it in her mouth, and she was,
She died.
And she died. And
yeah, but he also left it there for 3 days.
But isn't there a gag reflex that, you know, if you're going to choke, you can't breathe, you're going to bite?
You'd be the one to know that.
Oh, yeah. Think about that. Yeah, wouldn't she just bite down on it?
You know, I mean.
Yeah.
That sounds it's crazy.
Well, she might have passed out, you know, just from the sight of it. Who knows?
Hmm. She got so scared she fell down and hit her head.
Yeah. Woke up, Padowitz, got out of bed. I had a cock across my head.
Padowitz said has already provided the prosecution with photographs of the penis. It's definitely not erect, the prosecutor answered of the photo.
Right.
It's he's telling the court, as if he's a medical expert in his argument, that it matters whether the penis is erect or not. Can you imagine going through this, going to law school, and this is the shit you got to talk about?
Yeah.
But you know what? I don't know if I buy the story about, you know, I mean, if you're doing that, a girl chokes to death, it must be because you're really, you know, skull fucking is the expression. You're skull fucking the woman. She's like, you know.
He probably choked the shit out of her, and then that's what. Yeah. Wow.
I don't know. I've never had that problem where a woman choked on my cock.
Well, I'm surprised you finally admit that.
Well, listen, I said choke, not laughed.
Oh.
Just saying. Again, we had a nice show when Elgin was here. We didn't have to deal with you coming out, trying to fucking mess with me all the time.
Oh, please.
Interrupt me with that You look like you work at Bahama Breeze with that shirt.
You're so happy to have me back.
She's like the manager at Bahama Breeze.
Yes, can I help you? Listen, I wouldn't seat you wearing that tablecloth.
Thanks, buddy.
You're welcome.
It's an $80 Nike golf shirt, by the way.
When's the last time you played golf?
Listen, it doesn't matter when you played. It just still looks better than that fucking thing.
Listen.
That thing looks like the drapes in a Holiday Inn.
I can walk a golf course at least.
Right? Listen, I can walk a golf course. I can walk a golf course with your little ass over my shoulder, I bet.
You look like Sonny Corleone in that scene after three holes.
Yeah.
Good callback.
Don't ever walk on my golf course again. I'll kill you.
Now, do you think, I don't know if you heard this story, this is something you need to know. A teenager died from drinking too much caffeine.
Oh, I heard this. Boy. He drank coffee, soda, and a Red Bull or something like that?
But not just a little bit. Listen to this. This is incredible.
A U.S. teen died after drinking caffeine too quickly, the coroner said. Davis Allen Cripp collapsed at high school in April after drinking a McDonald's latte, a large Mountain Dew soft drink, and an energy drink in just under 2 hours.
2 hours.
Oh, my God.
The 16-year-old died from caffeine-induced cardiac event causing a probable arrhythmia.
Oh, no.
He had no pre-existing heart condition, and he didn't have a date to the prom. The teenager weighed about 200 pounds, but would not have been considered morbidly obese. This is not caffeine overdose, Mr. Watts told the Reuters News. We're not saying that it was the total amount of caffeine in the system. It was just the way it was ingested over a short period of time.
Jesus.
Wait, but how? Oh, it was too much liquid?
Well, that's
because his heart racing and his heart probably beat it out of his chest.
That plus the eight ball.
Oh, he snorted.
Yeah. You know? I left that part out.
They haven't gotten the toxicology report back yet, you know, from the smoking guy. So, you know, but what are you going to do, man? How about that other kid? Did you talk about this in your show yesterday about the college kid in Penn State?
That got killed from hazing?
Yeah, he fell down a flight of stairs. They left him there. I mean, they made him drink so much booze. He fell down three times. He cracked his fucking head open. They arrested like 12 people.
Right. They're banning that fraternity now from being part of a double secret probation.
Yeah.
Although they had there was an Asian kid that died. It was another hazing thing where the kid died. And they showed a lineup of the students that all got convicted in this. And there's one guy that looks like the Guppy of Godzilla. This fucking guy, like, this Asian dude, he looked like the fucking Frankenstein from Tokyo.
And your wife's Asian.
Yeah, I know, but this guy was Asian, too.
I just want to remind you that.
This guy was Asian, too.
You know, she listens to the show, so you know, watch your fucking...
What am I supposed to say? You want me to use another expression than Asian? You want me to call them what, slant eyes? Is that what you'd rather have?
Round eye, you.
Yeah. I said Asian. What the fuck? Some stupid people are still saying Oriental. Is your wife Oriental? Listen, lady.
She's got a rug.
Just, you know, thanks, Peter, for finishing my fucking sentence.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Can't shut up for fucking 10 seconds.
Well, yeah, that's why you have me here.
Yeah.
You'll find out next week when I don't come.
Another person trying to scare me with something.
No, listen.
You're trying to threaten me with things.
I'm no R.J. Walker. I'll live and kick you right, bro.
Yeah, you got to have a code word, Peter. Something. Now let's get into the nitty gritty. The family. We talked about this in the beginning part of the show, but the Democratic National Committee, the DNC, last year, if you remember, during the elections in July, he was killed.
Yes,
it was suspicious.
Mm-hmm. My mother had a DNC.
The family. It's a DNR.
No, DNC.
Oh. Well,
that's a dusting and cleaning thing. When they distracted me.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant DNR, do not resuscitate.
No, I wish.
Yeah.
She needs to be.
But the family of the DNC staffer who was killed in a shooting, they called it like a just by chance robbery.
Yeah.
The guy was, somebody got robbed and they shot him. Some of the instances of the case is that it was a professional shooting. Sometimes you get shot in a weird thing, you bleed internally and die. This was an execution type shot with following another two shots that were not. So almost to make it look like it was a robbery.
Wow.
So that was some of the interesting things I read in the case. Now they're basically saying that this guy came out and spoke to WikiLeaks. There's emails and there's evidence that this guy contacted WikiLeaks, which would make you then in turn say it's not the Russians and Russian hackers that helped. It was somebody within the DNC who was then murdered.
Wow.
Basic, in a sense, we're saying possibly by Hillary Clinton. herself.
Really?
She jumped out of the fucking behind a car and shot the fucker. Give me my emails back.
I heard something today that about her possibly becoming arrested over some shit that went down.
Well,
arrested for a former, for, you know, the first.
Well, if you ever fought, what was it? Water? Not Watergate. It was Whitewater.
Yeah.
Right? It was supposedly people had died.
Yep, they sure
that
did.
That were supposed to testify against the Clintons.
Uh-huh. Oh, wow.
There was a string of people that died.
They sure did.
Now, whenever you have two or three people die that are all, that's some sort of, you know, close relation to the situation.
It's a grassy knoll
and
situation.
Yeah, trust me. You know, people keep talking about, you know, Donald Trump is this and that. Well, listen, at this point, he's never murdered anybody.
No, and the Clintons have.
Yeah, the Clintons have blood on their hands, if you don't think so.
And sperm on their dresses.
Yeah, they can't stop putting fluid all over the place.
Right.
That's
it. Totally.
So, this is another thing on the Facebook thing. You know, it's like nobody ever, you know, I wanted to express. I see this stuff. I'm like, I'm going to share my. And I said, no, I'm done sharing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to share this story, although I did share it on the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show fan page. As a story, and on our Twitter at Wake Up Dougie.
Right.
But I didn't share it from, you know, like, you know what I'm saying?
And you lose friends behind half this shit. You know, it was so funny yesterday, and you know me.
Just heard, I was in my office today, and our assistant was talking about, like, whoever voted for this guy is crazy. I'm like, you're fucking talking about me.
Right.
You know, I feel like going to say, listen, anybody who would have voted for that cunt Hillary,
right.
You know?
Right.
How would you like me to say that? I was like, anybody who voted for Hillary is a cunt.
Right.
Oh, you voted? Guess what?
Right, yeah.
You know,
with a capital
put
K.
Put them up, motherfucker.
Right.
I think that, you know, that's what we should do. We should, you know, instead of the purge, we should have one day where everybody can walk around and just fuck, you know what I mean? Just beat the shit out of people.
No, you can't.
Yeah, you can.
You see what happened in Vegas last week? In Vegas, that guy got knocked down and killed.
An ex-con sucker punched the father of three or four.
Right. Killed him.
And killed him.
Really?
Yeah, in Vegas. Yeah.
Just for no reason?
Don't know stupid things. So just... You know.
Now, I didn't read that part of the story, but did they have some sort of altered discussion or anything?
Nothing.
The guy just came up and socked them.
Like those stupid videos you see.
Remember that game, Knockout, what was it called?
Yeah, that was it, Knockout.
Knockout?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dumb. Just kill the
father. But remember what stopped that? People would catch people do that and knock them the fuck out?
Mm.
You know, people started banding together.
Yeah.
Can't have that kind of nonsense happening.
It's hard. How do you predict it? How do you, you know, how do you say?
Yeah, you got to be aware, man.
You know.
You got to be aware.
That's when
when I was in Little Rock, went to Dunkin' Donuts to get some coffee.
Yeah.
Right? With the other comics. And we're sitting there, and I sat in the, I found myself a chair in the most safe, securest part where if anybody comes in, you can see.
Yeah.
You're not standing there in case some old fucking lady throws a car in reverse instead of drive.
Right.
Oh, wow, yep.
You know what I mean?
Little Rock's a little rough, isn't it?
Eh. It was,
monkeys? I'm just kidding. No, they, it's a very barren area.
It's racist,
isn't it?
Dude, you know.
I'm just kidding.
You know?
No, it's a barren area, isn't it?
Little Rock wasn't too bad. It's a pretty cool little
city.
It's not a metropolis,
but they had like a downtown area.
Yeah, there's a little downtown area, like a market area. Went down, had some pizza.
Right. Now, where was the club? On the outskirts of town or in the town?
What am I, fucking GPS? I don't remember.
I'm just trying to think if you're downtown, if you're not in town, if it's a small town, big town.
It's just outside the downtown area.
Yeah, we had a president from there. I've never heard of Little Rock. It's a little fucking...
Here's the thing. I sold a lot of merch when I was there.
Any gun toting?
No. And I don't know what that means, but I sold a lot of merch when I was there.
Sold some?
In Little Rock. I sold like around 10, 12 shirts.
Wow.
And I was running out before I went to Wichita. I'm like, shit, I sold two in Wichita.
Right.
Nobody has money and discretionary income in Wichita, it would appear.
Unless you're a lineman. So, tell you what, you know, it's those little towns, man. I said, you know, you see anybody carrying, they have those,
holster.
Yeah, you get walking around with a holster on and a gun and shit. It's, you know.
I'm okay with that.
It's like the old West.
Yeah, I'm okay with open carry.
There's nothing really out there, so they probably do all walk around with their guns. They ride little ATVs. They ride horses out there, probably.
Yeah, man. Shoot little jackrabbits on the way home. Cook them.
Yeah.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
I can never do that.
What? Shoot a jackrabbit?
No, like live out like that. I'm like a city person. I like
you couldn't
to be
skin a rabbit
city.
And shit?
No, I'm saying I wouldn't want to live off it like in the outskirts where the market is like 20 miles away and it's literally like a market. It's
yeah,
like
you got to drive
into
town.
It's like a Publix or something. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
I like living in the city.
Dude, I have a friend who's telling me this. They just said this conversation over the weekend. Guy lived in Alaska for 20 years, but not in Alaska like Anchorage or some city. out where you had to fucking take, you know, a Jeep to a certain point and then get on a snowmobile.
Right.
And you went to the store twice a year.
Right. And stock up the old storage room.
And everything else that you fucking had to eat, you either shot it or caught it. You know? He said he never ate so much salmon in his life. But you catch a salmon there, the thing is like this fucking big.
Right.
You eat salmon for a month, you know, it's like insane. And you shoot a, you know, they killed an elk, ate an elk all fucking winter, you know. So
what's on your menu? Fish, surf and turf, baby. And turf.
Right.
Potatoes.
But every night, and then you buy huge bags of rice, huge bags of potatoes, huge bags of, and you know, all your, and just canned shit. And that's it. You know, he said it.
Well, that's one of the things that sucked when I was away.
I could never do it.
That's one of the things I hated when I was away for 2 weeks is that, you know, having to eat, only so, you know, you're not being home cooked, mm-hmm. you know, getting home cooking. Trust me. Well, we're talking, I was going to talk about Trump and stuff, but you were just saying now about food. Being away. My friend, my partner in the financial planning business, when mm-hmm. I went to see them in the mountains in Georgia.
Oh, yeah.
You talk about being. Like there's roads you're driving on that are not roads. They're just dirt. And you know what I mean? And you're going up the hill and shit and you're, you know, driving, you know, through and you gotta
and you're looking for somebody's driveway while you're at it, or a street or something to turn. You know,
and you got little corners and there's not like, you know, it's like if there was water running down, you don't know if the car would run off the. It was just a weird. Wow. And I thought, boy, every time I left the house, like, I just wanted to go get something. I have to go through this journey.
Yeah.
To get down this mountain.
That would be such a pain in the ass.
I'd be like, this is a pain in the ass.
Yeah, thank God it's not, like, imagine that up north in Maine or somewhere where it's in the middle of winter. It's fucking it's snow
wouldn't
and it's ice and it's all that shit.
Wouldn't be able to deal with that.
You got a four-wheel drive.
It reminds
vehicle.
Me of that movie, The Hills Have Eyes.
Yeah.
You know? You don't know what the hell is out there because there's nothing. Like, yo, that movie's so scary. Ugh. And it's all just like crazy long roads where there's nothing, and then caves out in the middle of the fucking desert.
Dude, you been in Puerto Rico where you're from?
No.
Okay, because it's, you know, you leave San Juan, and that's all, that whole island is all just, it's bad. There's
neighborhoods with barbed wired fences.
No, yeah, it's just dirt roads and beautiful houses countryside. Up in the countryside. It's all gorgeous, man.
Well, this is the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. Peter Leonard and Elgin David are joining me today. And we're going to come back with Straight from the Headlines. Stories that you will either believe or will not believe, fake news or real news. It is all real, but you might believe it's not. We'll be back right after this. Hey, this is Dougie Almeida from the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. Why don't you come out and see a show? You can catch me April 20th and 23rd at the Comedy Catch in Chattanooga, Tennessee. On May 3rd through the 6th, I'll be at the Looney Bin in Little Rock, Arkansas. May 10th to the 13th, I'll be at the Looney Bin in Wichita, Kansas. May 19th, I'll be at the Claremont Performing Arts Center in Claremont, Florida. May 31st at the Mississippi Moon Bar at the Diamond Joe Casino in Dubuque, Iowa. And on June 1st to the 3rd, I'll be at Penguins Comedy Club in Cedar Rapids, Iowa. For more dates, go to DougieAlmeida.com. And remember, we want to make you laugh, so come on out and enjoy live comedy anywhere you possibly can. Thanks for listening, guys, and now back to the show.
Hey, this is Steve Marshall, and you're listening to the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. And if there's anybody who likes to wake up late, it's me.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show.
And now, for your dining and dancing pleasure, some international and domestic news you may or may not believe. It's Straight from the Headlines with Dougie Almeida.
And it's time for Straight from the Headlines, where we talk about things from around the world and make fun of it. Straight from the Headlines. First story today, a woman. Woman. Can't get women off my mind. Mm. A Wyoming man has been pulled over by the cops with 30 cow eyes in his ass. Now, I remember, Peter.
What happened?
This is your story. You provided this story.
Oh, yeah.
You provided the story. I think my dog's got a few eyeballs in his ass.
I think something's wrong with him.
Yeah, he's getting excited. I think I remember telling the story. I wonder if this is one of these stories that just pop up every once in a while. Right? You remember that happening to us in the past, Elgin? You yeah, actually
spotted
out. Yeah,
sometimes these stupid little stories pop up, and then you can snoop them and see if they're real or not.
Which makes me, I'm concerned, because I look at the story that you sent me. There's no dates on the story. So, again, as a journalist, I want to make sure that...
Journalist.
I want to make sure that we come up with a story. But I think this story's been told. A Wyoming man has been pulled over by cops... with 30 cow eyes in his anus.
Yep.
I enjoy eating bovine eyeballs and smuggling them out of my colon. Out in my colon was the only way I knew how to get them out of the without potentially getting caught and fired. If I don't, I'm going to remember this guy worked somewhere at a beef house or whatever and stuff, and he would take them.
Mm-hmm.
This surprisingly happened in Wyoming and not Florida, but it's the kind of bizarre thing. You expect to hear in Florida. It occurred over the weekend when the cops pulled over a 51-year-old guy called Roy Tibbett in the early hours of the morning in a town called Casper for a routine sobriety test. During this, they asked him if he had his eyes on the road.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, they did.
No, I'm sitting on him. They immediately arrested him on suspicion of murder, as they thought they were human eyeballs. Okay, hold on. They routine surprise. During this test, they noticed a bunch of eyeballs falling down Tibbett's trousers.
Oh, Jesus Christ. I'm just having a look around.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Let me get a hold of myself. And immediately arrested him, especially he was a part of a murder. He explained that they were cow eyeballs that he had smuggled out of the meatpacking plant that he worked in. Yes, this story has been told.
Yeah. He told that story.
False story?
Yep.
Thank you.
Is it?
Elgin.
Yep. Because I've been reading that the whole time. It's hilarious. It's the origin. On July 24th, 2015, the website Crazed published an article reporting that police in Wyoming had found more than 30 cow eyeballs. Blah, 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 blah. There is no truth to the above quoted story, which is just another piece of satire from a fake news website.
Hmm. You see?
Yeah. Finally, Crazed disclaimer states that all articles found on the website are for entertainment purposes only.
Well,
so your story has been debunked once again, Peter. Good thing I came with the fact checker.
I appreciate that.
Thanks, right, Peter.
Well, let's just edit that part of the show out. Fuck it. Are you listening to the Wake Up Late with Dougie show? Or
hey, welcome back.
Here's
to
our
the
segment
headlines.
From the headlines.
This is a true story. It happened right here in Sebring, Florida. Man who ordered prostitute discovers that it's his own wife.
Shut the.
Yeah. It's a great story.
You sure? Because you sent me this one, too.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. A 52-year-old man from Sebring, which is in the central part of Florida, has made headlines after his attempt to hire a prostitute through an online service ended in a terrible mix-up that will likely cost him his marriage. Who's pissed off more, that he ordered a strip, a hooker, or she's the hooker?
Yeah.
How dare you order a hooker? You're a hooker! I mean, you know what I mean? Who's topping who here?
Right. I know. Who's right?
Sounds like they're made for each other.
Isn't that crazy?
And a story resembling elements of a classic 1979 Pina Colada song, the man who we cannot identify for privacy reasons has been using the booking website for some months to hire prostitutes and meet them for sex at motels in neighboring areas. Ooh, that's a unique idea. On the most recent occasion, which occurred last weekend, the man told his wife he was going on a fishing trip, because that's what we do.
Yeah.
I went to Costa Rica 22 times. I've never baited a hook.
Look at that.
When in reality, he was traveling into a motel on the outskirts of town. Upon checking into the motel on Saturday afternoon, the man used his phone to access his regular website used to book prostitutes. According to a statement he made to authorities, he was the profile of a new 28-year-old woman who caught his attention. As with many of the photos on the site, the photo only showed the woman from her neck down.
Could have sued her for false advertising.
Yeah. Those aren't your nipples.
She was 50, right?
But the man is said to have liked what he had seen. He sent a message, said, let's hang out. She replied back within minutes to confirm, and they could meet up. At the motel that night, the pair agreed to a price of $150, which seems to be the going rate.
How much was it?
$150.
I think she was charging by the inch, because she lowered her price for him.
Hmm. Guests at the hotel adjoining rooms called the front desk to report a disturbance around 8 p.m. after the woman arrived at the property and found that her client was none other than her husband of the last 17 years. As advertised, the woman says she was 29, but it was actually the man's wife, the 49-year-old wife. I remember one time in Seattle. No, it's a true story.
Okay.
My buddy Cooch, who was single, asked me to call and set it up.
Yeah.
And I said, I'll do it. You want? He goes, I don't know what to say. I said, I'll do it. And, you know, she asked my name and stuff and this and that. And so they get there. The girl's supposed to be 20-something years old.
Uh-oh.
She looks like she's 50 and a truck driver.
Mm.
And
mustache?
No, but, you know, I didn't really take that quick of a look.
Oof.
But, you know, she goes, who's Doug? And I go, there he is right on the couch. And it was my buddy Cooch.
Right.
And everybody left.
Right on the couch.
Yeah, there's your couch.
Couch on the couch. Couch on the couch.
Yeah.
Is that his real name?
It was funny. He didn't want to leave, and he says he gave the girl like 20, 30 bucks to get the fuck out.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, you're not 25.
Right.
Oh, my God.
Well, half of me is.
Well, I was at one point.
Right. Jesus Christ.
Now, you know, you find out your wife's a hooker. Mm. But again, who gives a shit? These two people are obviously, you know.
They obviously have problems.
Yeah,
they obviously need to split up. If she's prostituting and he's looking for prostitutes, it's not a fucking textbook wedding there.
Or yeah, a marriage. Yeah.
Marriage. You need to, you know.
You don't think so?
No.
Okay.
I guess the money goes right back in your pocket.
Honey, where are you going? Work. Where are you going? At YMCA. Okay. See you later. Mm. Here's another story. Man uses plastic bat to defend son from a goose, and he gets a ticket for it.
Wow.
Really?
You ever get attacked by a bird?
Yeah, they're crazy.
I've had, like, birds, like, I don't know, like crows, like, I'm flying home from school, like, driving home from school on my bike when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I kept, like, flying, you know, my hat or whatever I was wearing
at
the time.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Well, I was in Puerto Rico, and I would, like, try to grab a baby chicken, and the moms would, they'd chase you and jump at you, fly at you, attack you.
You want to have your rocampollo?
Yeah. No,
no, he's refilming Rocky.
Yeah,
Rocky too.
Catch the chicken,
Puerto Rico. Yeah.
Yeah, but I have to chase the baby chickens.
Oh, right.
Yeah, but they get mad when you take their babies.
I bet.
No, what are you doing with the babies?
Just the chicks. Just want to grab a little chicky
to play with them.
Yeah, but the moms are crazy.
Yeah, well, they're very protective.
Wasn't that true?
Dude,
wasn't that true that if you're like in Florida, if you grabbed a duck, like if a baby duck,
they'll fuck you up. That mother duck.
But the mother duck will kill the duck if it smells humans' hands on it.
I think that's true.
Oh yeah,
I think they just cast it out as a tainted, you know. Man uses plastic bat to defend him. Indianapolis. An Indianapolis man says he shouldn't have been ticketed for using a plastic bat to protect his 4-year-old son from an aggressive Canadian goose. Isn't that what took down Sully's plane?
A flock of seagulls, the band.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The hair got caught.
Yeah, they got caught in the...
By the way, I just saw that movie on HBO. It wasn't that bad, but it really had no... It was good. Sully, did you see it?
Oh, no, I didn't see it.
It was good, but it just...
You know, it's... You know,
by the way, the plane landed in the water. Everybody was fine.
Yeah.
It's kind of hard to surprise.
Yeah. But what do you think of it, dude? Did you like it?
I didn't see it.
Okay.
I did see Amy Schumer's piece of shit movie.
Oh,
week.
Jesus. You went to a chick flick, you faggot?
I want to see
you. You gotta be kidding.
I want to know about this.
Can I fucking bitch slap you now?
You want your wife.
My wife on fucking Mother's Day.
Yeah, my mom went to go see it with my sister.
There you go.
My wife.
You wouldn't.
Our daughter... My brother-in-law and his new wife.
Uh-huh.
Oh,
we
nice.
Went to Louis Bar Louis in Coconut Creek over there in the walk area, whatever. And then we went to the movie theater.
Yeah.
How do you like that theater?
That movie's cool. Awesome.
It's a great place.
Yeah.
But the movie blew.
Tell us about it. I want to know.
It sucked. There's nothing to say.
It's Goldie
sucked.
Hawn and Amy
the
Schumer,
the writing
right?
was horrible.
Now, why wouldn't Goldie Hawn do a movie with her own daughter? Okay, right? If you're going to do a mother-daughter movie and you haven't done
Goldie
a movie
Hawn,
in 17 years, she hasn't done a movie.
Goldie Hawn was the only real actress. Like, you know what I mean? Everybody else was just...
Garbage.
The writing was horrible.
Ugh.
She keeps, like, she's supposedly being kidnapped by drug lords.
Right.
Guys, and she grabs a spear gun and then just shoots the one guy's right through the neck, and she doesn't even know what she's doing.
Right.
But then all of a sudden, she's like a Peter Sellers kind of like, you know, fucked up Pink Panther.
I get it. So
and then she's in the back of the car, her arms tied, her hands all tied. Oh, I can get out. You were burping like fizzle fart in the beginning. Like, you know, in other words, they start the movie with her as like a fuck up.
Right.
But all of a sudden now she can get herself out of, you know, this and that. And it was just the worst. They don't even see it when it comes out on video.
Damn.
So it wasn't like
someone's going to say, oh, you're hating on Amy Schumer. The movie sucked. She was fucking horrible. Although I don't know if there's a part where you see her tit. I don't know if it's her tit.
It might be a stunt tit.
It might be a stunt tit, but it's pretty good the way they filmed it. You know, it'd be hard to believe.
So did you like it?
The tit?
The stunt tit?
You know, she's tits are
heavy.
Tits.
She's heavy, isn't she? I'm assuming a little bit.
There's a scene where her and her, and they're up at the pool when they first get to this resort. You know, she listen, you know, if she's...
Goldie looks better.
It's not even worth it for Goldie, seeing for stunt tit.
Goldie looks better.
It's not worth seeing if the stunt tit.
The whole movie.
I wonder if Mr. Skin says that's her real tit. That's what you want to find out. But back to the guy whose kid got attacked by a goose.
Mm.
James McDaniel says the goose came across a field and chased his son, so he struck it with a bat.
Yikes.
McDaniel says the goose was clearly attacking the boy, and he was only doing what he could do to protect him. Marion County Animal Service ticketed Mr. McDaniel for animal cruelty. An incident report says witnesses reported that McDaniel hit the bird 3 times. I guess when you got a wiffle bat, once or twice is okay, but the third time...
Yeah, I mean, he could have just, like, kicked it.
Yeah, it could have been, you know.
He didn't have to, like, hit it with a bat.
It's a wiffle plastic bat.
Yeah, but kick it. Or grab your kid. Or
yeah, get between you and the kid, and what's the worst? A goose is going to peck at you?
Yeah, who cares?
Exactly.
Kick that motherfucker.
They're vicious, man. They're very, very vicious animals.
And the kid, was the kid provoking the fucking goose? They don't
say
that.
May have. May have. The kid may have been
fucking
like
kicking it or throwing rocks at it or something.
The father said he ran from across. I wonder why this kid's so attracted that a goose wanted to come.
Well, you know, though, you ever seen that video where the little girl is walking around the lake and dad's filming her and she's walking?
Right.
And all of a sudden, the duck starts chasing her and literally, like, attacks her, and she ran and fell, and the dad was laughing.
Yeah.
But, yeah, these ducks just do that shit. And they
sometimes
they
see something they don't like.
Yeah. It's just what they do.
Well, here's what some kids do differently.
Mm.
A couple caught in having oral sex in a dining room at McDonald's in Pennsylvania.
Get the fuck out of here, really.
30-year-old Maryland man has been charged with indecent exposure and open lewdness after he engaged in oral sex with a woman in the dining room of a Pennsylvania McDonald's.
He was receiving or giving?
According to investigators, Jabalecki and a woman who has yet to be apprehended trysted publicly on a Thursday afternoon in March.
Well, they have a scent. They have her scent.
McDonald's workers spotted the duo's illicit activity and chased them from the restaurant. Jablicki, who lives about 40 miles south of McDonald's, was charged Monday in a district court criminal complaint. Public drunkenness and disorderly conduct in 2012 as well. Well, that usually can lead to sex.
Well,
you know, he
did it. He said it was 69th day. He said, Your Honor, it was 69th day. It was 69 cent
burger day.
Hamburger day.
Yeah, 69.
Get 69 cent piece of meat.
I gave some 69 to my girlfriend, and that's what we did.
According to his Facebook page, Jablecki works for a landscaping firm. And post last year, Jablecki wrote about seeking a bad bitch with a mean head game.
Yeah.
And a girl who is super freak. And funny and down to earth.
Yeah.
Spontaneous and drama free. Sense of humor easy and conversate. Just talk about everything and anything. And blow me while I eat my...
while I eat my McFlurry.
My McNuggets.
Eat my McNuggets.
Yeah. Suck my dick while you play with my McNuggets.
Wow.
Yeah, sometimes sex in public's pretty, you know...
Well, at a McDonald's, I mean, at least take her to the little playground part. Jump in the ball pit.
Yeah. Right, exactly.
You know,
you take
cover
your pants
it up.
Off in the ball.
Yeah.
Pit.
Yeah.
Well, sometimes, you know, if there's nobody in a restaurant or something, you think, you know, get under the table.
Come on now.
With a tablecloth.
Right.
It's so bright inside of a fucking McDonald's.
Those
tables are just like little lunch trays on a stick.
Plus, you ever look down underneath the tables in McDonald's? Can you imagine?
I keep dropping my keys.
Would you put your knees on that floor?
While we're on the subject, by the way, and this is interesting because I have a personal experience in the sense of this, but pornography could be ruining men's sex lives, research reveals.
Oh, you see?
Like,
I knew it.
Like when I was away,
mm-hmm.
you know, I was gone for 2 weeks. You know, I did share a house with people, so, mm-hmm. it's hard to, like, go into freaky masturbation, you know.
Right.
But what else were you going to do when you're away? You know, when you got time on your hands and
something
your penis.
Else on your hands, yeah.
But yeah, I wanted to hold back. I was like, I'm not going to think. I'm not going to go into that. I'm not going to go into that mindset. Mm. I'm going to just avoid that.
Hmm.
But you know, of course, after I think the 12th day, 11th day, you know, it's always dangerous when you have that much buildup,
right?
Because you never know where that thing's going to land.
It could hit some. You could take somebody's.
You got to get an umbrella. You got to get an umbrella, like one of those dog. Wow. When the dog start, you want to keep the dog from biting itself.
Mm.
You got to put one of those dog cones around your cock.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think that would help either.
Just the spray.
That'd be a funny fucking skit.
Yeah, got to put a dog cock around my cock. Dog cock.
A dog cock.
But basically, the idea is if people just keep masturbating to internet porn, you kind of lose your you like. I can honestly say that I reached a point where I'd rather just do that than have sex.
Oh, yeah.
Right? It was just like, finish it, get it over with, okay, let's get back to work.
Now, women who use toys, by the way, have desensitized themselves to the point where it's hard.
The real
to
thing doesn't work.
Right. And I have many female friends
who have
told me that, and they'll admit it. Yeah, they said that they've
rubbed it to a nub.
They have, you know, and the only thing that... Now, what they'll do is they'll still enjoy sex, but then you got to hold that vibrator right to that fucking yeah. while you're fucking them. You know. and I've chafed myself quite a bit doing that, you know?
I know. You got to get those little butterfly buzzer things, yeah. You know, and hold it down there.
Right.
Just fucking tape it there with duct tape. Just...
Yeah.
Tape and get it to work.
Down.
I had this one cock ring one time that was like that. It was a cock ring, and on the top had like that, all those jelly-type nodules, whatever, those long things, you know?
Yeah, like a French tickler.
Yeah, but it was like, and it would be up there, and, you know, and it was like, yeah, I don't know whatever happened to that thing.
Mm-hmm.
Got lost in somewhere.
Yeah.
Somewhere.
It's still up there.
I don't know where it went.
Yeah.
But, you know.
You'll sniff around for it.
But it's like similar in two different senses. Like, I always said, like, the relationship I was in where the girl was bi, and, you know, there was like a year and a half or so of all kinds of mayhem. You know, dildo girls and threesome, four, you know, like,
yeah.
I mean, it was crazy. So that when I went back to a normal relationship, I was like,
that's it?
Wah, 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 wah. You know, I couldn't, you know what I mean? I couldn't, this was nothing.
Right.
It's like going to Disney World all the time and then going to a local church carnival, you know, and trying to, this sucks. This ride sucks, you know?
Right.
So I consider that being like Pandora's box.
Mm.
Like if you open Pandora's box and you enjoy all the incredible pleasures of life. After
you're
that,
kidding,
what
boy.
Else is there left?
I know.
Yeah.
That's, you know what I'm saying?
That's how I feel about anal.
Yeah.
You know?
It's got to be one of those last... Like,
yeah.
Well, just, you've given it up a lot, so that's...
No, this one shit, the one who was 18 years younger, she just couldn't stop it. Loved it.
Oh,
just
yeah. It's always good when you got a girl once. You had a girl that liked it, right? You had to have.
Of course. Everybody
has that one girl.
Everybody has that one.
That you know. That,
but who asked for it? I mean, she would come over with the K or walk in the house with the baby oil saying, "Listen, Teddy, you got it. It's got to be today. You got it."
Jesus,
I really need it up the ass.
Like it's like she's doing laundry.
You knew her.
Yeah.
Lunatic, man. Would you
yeah.
But wow, she's smoking.
But yeah, I remember this one girl. Yeah, I remember this one lady actually had to keep like the washcloths next to the bed, like on the nightstand.
Oh, my
so like you're like this. She was a professional. She was older, and I was young. You know,
oh yeah.
And she was like, yeah. And she was like, I remember too, because one of the first times she, you know, she was licking my ass, and I'm like, wow, you know. And then after, like, you know, she
good
had
thing to, I showered.
Yeah, exactly. They had to take a big dump, and I, you know,
you don't want to go over there for Taco Bell.
Yeah. What'd you eat for lunch? Oh, sushi. Oh, okay. You know, but she had like all those, you know, the washcloths. After things are done on the bed, she's, you know, here, wow, quick cleanup. You don't have to run and get a towel. And this girl knew what she was doing. And then, you know, she came out and said, I like it. You know, I really like it.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, I like it too. I like, you know what I mean? I like taking care of it.
Lottery winner. Listen, I just want him to look something up real quick.
Right.
Lottery winner. Shits on her boss's desk, gets arrested.
We told that story in the past. That's another one of the stories that's been around.
No, that came out today.
No, I told that story. I remember telling that story,
really?
But I read it today, too. I was going to bring it up.
All right.
Is it fake?
It's been around. It's not a recent story. It's something that resurfaced.
Really? Oh, did it?
Yeah, she won the lottery, and she took a big shit on her boss's desk.
Right.
Too much. Unfortunately, there's a lot of DNA.
Well, she just come from Taco, but speaking of Mexican food, she ate Mexican all weekend long and held it in.
Yeah, she held it back, and talk about a buildup.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's all we have time for here on the Wake Up Late with Douglas show.
No more fecal matter to discuss?
No more.
Oh, man. I almost found it, too.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Oh, well. I want to see if it's real or not, because that's kind of.
I think it's a real story, but it yeah. was originated some time ago, like in the last few months.
August 3rd of 2016.
There you go.
Yeah, it's almost and a year.
Let's see.
What, 10 months.
Thanks for recent.
Here
recent.
We go, and this story is confirmation coming up.
Real or fake? Is it a real or fake? Because we got a reputation to uphold here on the Wake Up Late with Dougie show.
Right.
Oh, man. Well, who gave you this story in the first place?
All the news that fits, we print.
It's they're trying to... Can,
all the news that
all right,
shits.
Well, you let us know.
We'll update.
We'll update the listeners. Anyway, that's all you have time for. Don't forget, guys, this week's Wise Guys Comedy Show, your headliner is John McClellan here in town. And, of course, our opening act, Chris Rowe or Chris Topher, however you want to refer to him. I'll be your host.
He has two names.
On Friday, I'm going to be in Claremont, Florida, performing at the Claremont Performing Arts Center.
Wow, that's nice.
It's going to be a fun gig. So if you're in the Orlando area, come out and see me there.
Claremont.
And we're excited. The wife wanted to come up with something special. So we got tickets to go to Orlando, like in June or whatever it is.
Yes.
Or July, to go see a soccer game with like Barcelona versus Juventus.
No
and
kid.
We got a hotel. It's going to be like a fun thing to do. It's a real story?
No, it's a fake story.
It's a fake
story. The story is completely made up. Even the woman in the mugshot, the lady whose mug you're looking at is a totally different convict on some hypodermic needles found on an elementary school playground.
There you go.
From Connecticut.
All right, Peter. Next time you want to send me a story, send it to Elgin first. Elgin will fact check it. Anyway, thanks for listening, guys. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Wake Up Dougie, and we have a fan page on Facebook at Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. You can follow me on Instagram and on Twitter at Dougie Dangerous. Elgin?
At Elgin David Comic.
Peter?
The Food for Thought Radio Show on Facebook.
There you go, guys. And thanks for your patronage. We have two people donating $1 a month, and one person donating $10 a month.
Wow.
To the show now. So go to our Wake Up Late with Dougie show.podbean.com homepage, archives up to back to 2013. Just click on the patron page. You can donate $1 a month, as little as that.
Look for the button that says Fast Food Fund.
Yeah.
Dougie's Fast Food Fund.
It's actually, once we get to $100 in there, they cut me a check.
Here's Wendy's Wraps.
And they send it to my account. And when that money comes, we'll diverse it between our co-hosts as a gift. So thanks for listening, guys. And we'll see you here next week at the same spot. Take care.
They travel to the world on a silvery light. The people of the earth stood waiting, watching as the ships came one by one. Setting fire to the sky as they landed, carrying to the world children of the sun. Children of the sun. All at once came a sound from inside. The beam of light hit the ground.